Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A Brother in Israel offers questions and prayer points for believers during the Israel-Iran conflict. Then, how church-centric Bible translation changes the game for indigenous communities around the world. We'll unpack this story for you in just a moment. But first,
definitely the body of Christ needs to be engaged in fervent prayer.
Emmanuel called Brother Y serves in Israel with Global Catalytic Ministries. As Israel and Iran pound each other with missiles, he urges believers to seek God's viewpoint.
These questions should be asked always, especially during these times. What are you saying? God, what are you doing? God, where are you going? And could we collaborate with you? Can we cooperate with you? Even if it's just prayer, and many times prayers will lead to action.
Brother Wise's family just welcomed a new grandson into a sobering reality.
I had to run with him to the bomb shelter less than 24 hours after he was born. And that brings a whole new perspective of, God, we really need you.
Meanwhile, in Iran,
I spoke to a friend of mine from Iran today, and they're crying out for freedom, hoping that this will topple this current regime and bring in freedom.
Pray for God's will in Iran and Israel, that believers will be sanctified. Brother Y points to Zechariah chapter 12.
He needs to cleanse and to purge. So all of us in Iran, in Israel, that we will have a spirit of prayer, grace, and supplication, that we will humble ourselves so that God can show mercy and compassion.
More on this story at missionnews.org. Next, the Alawites, a religious minority in Syria, revere Ali, son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, believe in reincarnation, and believe women are excluded from heaven. Yet now, many are eager to know Jesus as their Savior. Pierre Hosny from Horizons International tells us.
People are so curious about the gospel. We're praying with them, we're preaching to them, and they're very, very open to the message. So this is a huge gospel opportunity as well as a humanitarian crisis.
Syria's former president, Bashar al-Assad, an Alawite, gave his people unfair advantages in work and education. So now, with him gone, public anger has turned against them.
But now they're just getting downtrodden and massacred and driven out.
Many Alawites have fled to Lebanon with barely any finances or means to live. Local ministries are doing what they can, but resources are limited. The most urgent needs are food and hygiene supplies.
As quickly as we can, as sustainably as we can, to try to run the race for the gospel and meet the people in their time of need, which also often coincides with their time of spiritual openness.
You can help Alawites in their search for truth.
Find a group that can work among the Alawites in North Lebanon and support that group.
Pray for God to send more workers as the harvest among the Alawites is ready. More at missionnews.org. And finally, the global body of Christ is growing, but Christians worldwide face a huge barrier. No scriptures available in the language they understand best. A gospel worker we'll call John serves with Unfolding Word.
The traditional means of translation that we've employed for decades has reached its limit in accomplishing the goal of having Bibles in all the languages of the world. Most of the ones remaining are smaller language groups, and they're in difficult-to-reach circumstances.
Unfolding Word comes alongside church planting networks to begin church-centric Bible translation.
The strategy here is to equip the local church to produce translations that no one else would be able to do anytime soon.
The end result is indigenous Bible translation, not Unfolding Word projects. Communities welcome the scripture that their own members worked on because it wasn't handed to them by an outside group.
As we go into these places and fully equip, invest, teach them everything they need to know, their own energy and passion for having it in their mother tongue basically takes over.
You can learn more about Unfolding Word at missionnews.org and sign up for their monthly prayer newsletter while you're there.
Difficult geographical circumstances in some of these locations is combined with heavy spiritual opposition. So prayer is of utmost importance as we try to make progress in these areas.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.